Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
It has been a few months since you made your New Year's resolution. Are you still on track with accomplishing them? Or have they already faded into the regular day-to-day activities? Even if you didn't make New Year's resolution, we all have dreams. Dreams we hold so close to our hearts, but somehow it just doesn't seem to materialize. Why does this happen? It is due to the program that's known as, get this, I am not good enough. Well, where did you get that from? This belief was passed down to you in your DNA from your grandparents, your great-grandparents, your ancestors. What can be done to change this, I hear you ask? It's genetic voice printing. Genetic voice printing is a cutting-edge technology that allows you to connect with your subconscious mind, get this, with your subconscious mind while you're awake, and consciously delete the not good enough programming. Fascinating. For more information and a free consultation, visit geneticvoiceprints.com. That's geneticvoiceprints.com or call 404-808-8150. That's 404-808-8150.
Life Conversations works with people to increase their organizational and individual potential by assisting them in identifying habits, attitudes, beliefs, and expectations that hinder their performance professionally and socially. Life Conversations is committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be.
You are listening to Life Conversations with Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Take a tree.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
You are listening to Life Conversations with Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Yes, indeed. And when you become the change you want to see, you will get into the rhythm of life, dancing to the one voice, the one song, the universe. That was Julie Dexter reminding us that she is a rhythm daughter and we are rhythm sons and children. We all have something to groove to. And she's showing you through her move. What are you showing the universe today? What are you expressing today? Does the world know what kind of move you're making? Are you hiding your move? Are you trying not to dance because you think people are looking at you? You're a rhythm daughter. You're a rhythm son. Let it flow. Let it rip. Let it happen. Get into the harmony of life and be you. Good afternoon, good evening, good night, good morning, good day to you, wherever you may be at this very moment in time. Thank you for tuning in to Life Conversations Radio, where change begins and you make a difference. And of course you do. You make a difference. You certainly do. I'm telling you, you make a difference. And it's even better when you get into the groove of it and do your dance. You're here to sing your song. There's only one song, and you got to do your part. Julie Dexter, you can find out more about her by going to her website, find out about her latest CD that's out. Julie Dexter is just awesome. She's singing her song. She is singing her song. She's doing her move. JulieDexter.com, and the song we played was Rhythm Daughter. I am so excited. I am so excited. You're listening to Life Conversations with Life Coach Ade. And today is the day we focus on masculinity and spirituality. I have a wonderful guest joining me. And you know, this thing called God, divine mind, source, divine intelligence, the creator, Buddha, Jesus, Muhammad, whatever name you want to call it, it doesn't care. I said it doesn't care, or he doesn't care, or maybe she doesn't care, because she doesn't identify with the labels you give her. She's just here to be. She's all that life is. So all the labels you give it or him or her or it, you know, it would accept it because it is all things. She is all things. So she's not tripping. All that you need to do is get in alignment, get into the groove, get into the movement with the universe so that you can sing your song and do your dance. And when you get in alignment and doing your thing and singing your song and doing your dance, you will be connected. You're like on a dance floor. You know, you're dancing. Okay, let's make this a little bit romantic because you can be romantic with the universe. You know, you're on a dance floor dancing all by yourself as a brother. I see a woman and decide, oh, she's fine. Oh, I like the moves. And I just slowly, like in style, as if I'm in the same spot, just slowly dance towards her. And ladies do the same thing as well. They don't like to say they do. They just, oh, look at that guy over there. He's fine, they say. And you dance slowly and just you connect. So when you're dancing with the universe, when you're doing your move, you will attract people into your life. And when you are listening, you will know just what to do. And it's a beautiful thing. And yes, men are speaking up today. My guest is Antoine Bean. I'm going to bring him up in a minute. But I'm sharing how it came to be. And we'll talk more about that when he comes on the line. I see him right now. But I am just so grateful. There's something about listening and paying attention. I want to welcome all of you in the chat room. Lisa Skenger all the way from Australia, Longevity Radio. My guest as Mwalimu in the chat room, Awakening Heart. Betty Pegues is here. And what else? Celeste is in the house. Tamara is in the house. Everybody's in the house so we can get this party going. What is going on with this guy today? I don't know, but I'm loving it. It's all about play. It's all about, we need to just stop taking life too seriously. If you're serious, you're stiff. When you're stiff, you snap. When you snap, you can kill yourself or kill somebody else. But if you kill somebody else, you're killing yourself. But when you're playful, okay, that's a different one that's about to come out of my mouth. I don't know where that was coming from. But I was going to say, when you're playful, you're sexy. I guess you are, because the sensuality oozes out of you. You know, you get there's this sort of move about you. Everybody look at you and say, ooh, wow, look at that person, how they express themselves. So, yes, there's some sexiness to that. Just sexuality oozes out. There's an attraction. You attract people to you. You just let it happen. I love it when it happens, when you align with the universe, and I'm trying to calm myself down so I can do what I need to do. But guess what? I'm not going to calm myself down. I'm just going to let it rip. And so, anyway, let's do some announcements. That will keep me grounded. But before we do the announcements, let's do some affirmation. Let's just come together in consciousness right now. Even if you just finish your meditation, you just finish reading an affirmative prayer, you just did your prayers or whatever. Collectively, if you listen on the archive right now, just join in. Don't just listen. Don't think, oh, it's a recorded show. No, it's happening right now. And you're listening right now because you're supposed to be listening right now. And if you come to this radio show and listen to it with new ears, every time you listen to it, you will get something new right now. So right now, let's just all take a breath in and breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in again. Really get comfortable. It doesn't matter if you're walking, if you're working, if you're playing, if you're angry, if you're lying down, just breathe in and breathe out. Feel the breath of God move through your beingness. Feel the breath of God come alive in you. And I always say this, regardless of what you believe or don't believe, we're all breathing in and out. That joins us together. Inspiration, to inspire, the breath of God within everything. Let's just connect with that right now. And in that space, in that place, connect and feel the comfort that you feel, the peacefulness in your beingness. And if you don't feel that yet, keep breathing in and out. And as I read this wonderful inspiration, affirmation from dailyword.com, just take it in. No matter what you're dealing with, let this be an expression of love that you embody, not just an intellectual thing. Dailyword.com is where you can find this. But don't go there yet. I got you. I got you. Just listen. Listen and catch a new awareness. Comfort. It's the theme, comfort. The affirmation, I am in the presence of pure being. I am not alone. Just think about that. I am in the presence of pure being. I am not alone. You are that pure being. You are that pure being, the extension of all that God is. Here we go with the rest of the inspiration. I am not alone. I hold this thought in mind and feel comforted. The evidence of love begins to show. A ray of sunshine strikes a crystal, and the rainbow of colors dances on my wall. A tiny bird comes near to sing its song just for me. Yes, just for you. In books and music, through the gentle touch and kindness of others, God speaks to me of love. What reassures comes when I take time to listen for and experience that still small voice of God. Let me read that again. What reassures comes when I take time to listen for and experience that still small voice of God. In the quiet place within my heart, I feel God's loving presence. No burden is mine to carry alone. With each breath, I draw upon the infinite strength and peace of the divine. I gently release any sorrow or worry weighing me down. Enfolded in the embrace of sweet spirit, I know that I am not alone. That's the Daily Word for today, Thursday, April 28, 2011, from dailyword.com. You can subscribe it and all that good stuff. Man, do you feel the alignment already? Do you feel grounded? Because I do. And if I'm feeling it, I know at least one more person is feeling it. And there's so much we want to talk about today, today's show. The theme, the title, the topic is Man Speaking Up, because we are going to speak up. And we're speaking up from a place of the importance of embracing the spirituality, that embracing our spiritual identity. We're speaking about authenticity, about relationships, about making a difference, manhood, and much more. We're talking about that. But really, no matter what label we'll put on it, it's all designed to take us within and listen right now. Not just to Ade's voice, but the voice that is being activated through Ade's voice in you. A quick announcement as I roll in to bring in my guest who is calling all the way from Bermuda. He's probably sitting in the ocean right now, just chilling with some pina colada, you know. Some people have it all, but because we are one, I'm having the same experience with him. So anyway, here's a quick announcement. Tomorrow, 6:30 p.m., which is Friday. Every Friday, 6:30 p.m., the Business of Being radio show. The Business of Being radio show with yours truly and my dear friend, Dr. Stephanie Sears, 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And if you want to find out more about that, the easy way to get to it is to go to thebusinessofbeing.com. This is where we teach you how to do business with the universe, how to express your spirit through your own business. And Monday, 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, this coming Monday, what date is that? Let's pull a calendar. Wow, we're in May already. Oh, gosh. May 4th, I am joining my friends Tammy, Alea, and Elaine Marie for Wake Up Lightworkers. This is where we answer questions. This is where I cut up because I just let it rip. Well, I always cutting up. What am I talking about? But anyway, this is where we answer your questions. But I'm saying cut up because when I hear my own answers, I'm like, ooh, dude, you're trying to create some enemies. But it comes from a place of love. I just tell it as it is. I move myself out of the way and let spirit do what spirit does. I let it do what it do and let it be what it be. Speaking of do what it do, my brother Antoine. Okay, let's try this again. Oh, there he is. Now I unmuted him. Now he's muted again. Okay. Let there be peace. There we go. Antoine Bean, how are you doing, brother?
I am blessed and everything is in divine order, my brother. Thank you for having me on your show. Greetings to those that are listening to the sounds of our voice. Greetings to those that are in the chat room. And may you be blessed and all be in divine order.
Listen, brother, the way you sound on the phone right now, all the sisters are blessed. The sisters are like, woo! Just let him talk. I didn't shut up.
Stop it now.
They're like, ooh, I love a man with a deep voice. Yeah. I hear it. I know they're going to be sending me private messages. They probably won't tell me, though. They'll probably talk amongst themselves. I'm breaking in and out again. They say, well, I'm going to flip this until my... See, that's what I'm saying. I'm getting messages that I'm breaking up and my guest is clear. Well, you know. All right, let's see. Let's try this. Am I still breaking up? Let me know.
It may be that you have a couple of things open and it's fighting for the bandwidth.
I know you're right about that. I tell this Awakening Heart, she tells me the same. I have so many browsers open, so I'm going to close this. And as a matter of fact, I'm just going to do something different because I like when I'm using Skype. But sometimes Skype doesn't like to be used. So I'm just going to do things differently because I can't be breaking up now.
No, you can't do that.
We can't have that happening. So... this is much better, I'm sure. I just know it. So anyway, my brother, let's keep this ball rolling. I just, you know, we'll talk about how we connected, and I appreciate you being here. But here's a, before we go into the topics and things that we're feeling and what we're going to share, I want to ask you, this is a question. They're talking about your voice now. But anyway, I want to ask you a question that I always ask my guests. The first question, who are you? Who is Anthony Bean?
Antoine Bean is a being that is coming into his self. I say that although it's been 6 years since my reawakening, I say that because it's, as you know, it is a never-ending journey. I have accepted my purpose in life. Although, as we spoke yesterday, at times it can be a bit fearful in the communities that we live in or the cultures that we live in. I've born and grown in Bermuda. I have not lived here my entire life. I have lived in the islands, spent some time up in the United States, not lived there, but spent some time up in the United States doing research and such. I'm a father of two young adults that I absolutely adore and respect. I'm a man of many gifts and talents that I have come to realize in this past 6 years, and still am getting shocked day by day, and have come to accept that I have these gifts and talents for a major reason. And as I said, I've accepted that reason. I adore life. I adore, as the Bible says, to love your neighbor as you love yourself. Because when you love yourself, I wholeheartedly know that the more that you love yourself, you end up having no other choice but to love other beings that you encounter or do not encounter.
I hear that. I hear that. That's so true. That is so true. So you don't even have to worry about loving your neighbors, because when you love yourself, it is going to pour out just your presence.
Yes.
Just love. They're like, whoa, who's that person? Who's that brother? Who's that sister? It's real simple. If we catch it, we start with self and we let it express itself out. Yes, my brother is here, and just a quick story how we met. And I've been sharing a little bit at the beginning in, to you listeners, may not make much sense, but now it would, it will. You know, I always believe, you know, there's this thing they say, the woman's intuition. But yes, the woman's intuition is very, 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 very powerful.
Yes, it is.
Females represent that feminine aspect of God, and men, we represent the masculine aspect of God. The feminine aspect of God is the creative, it's the nurturer, it's the compassionate one. It's the one that gives birth. It's got to listen. It incubates. So, of course, sometimes, well, but I would say by default, that the women have this part of them just fine-tuned without even trying it. They just know. I mean, God, if you're the one to carry out another life and you give birth to a life, you better be able to tune into your intuition. But I also believe, and I know, that we all, men and women, have intuition. We just have to develop it. And Antoine called yesterday on Ancestral Blueprints.
Yes.
And just the question and the sharing for me was like, wow. And Emilio and I had talked about this before, and I've talked about this on many shows as well. For me, it is such a beautiful thing to see, for me to see another brother tapping into his spiritual self and not being afraid to be vulnerable and express his truth as he sees it, as opposed to being macho. And there was something about Antoine yesterday when I was listening to him. I was like, I just had a sense that this is a brother I want to connect with. And then after the show, I didn't think much. And then I was alerted to his page, and I sent a friend invite on Facebook. And I just got it so clear to invite him for this conversation for the show Masculinity and Spirituality. So I sent the invite, I sent the email, and he emailed right back. Kind of long story short, when we started talking, Antoine said, you know, 5 minutes before I got your email, Spirit told me that you need to connect with this brother. I was like, there you go. There you go. When we listen to that still small voice, when we listen to that still small voice that sounds just like your voice, but it's never wrong, you would know the difference. You could never go wrong because it is never wrong. And so I'm watching what is happening here. And what I'm actually, what I'm feeling led to do is right now, Antoine, I want to throw it to you and say, tell us about your spiritual journey. You talked about you're seeing with new eyes. You started seeing with new eyes 6 years ago. You came into yourself. You recognize that you're here to give of yourself, to give a gift. You have all these gifts and talents, you know, that you got. Those gifts and talents are here for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about your journey since you woke up.
Well, I'll start by saying that when we open our eyes, it's either because we choose to do so or because we're forced to do so. And I'm one of those who was forced to do so. I had the unfortunate experience of being wrongfully accused, wrongfully convicted, wrongfully tried, wrongfully convicted, and in the end being exonerated because the truth was shown and seen and shown by the appeals court without my lawyer having to do anything. But in the midst of that time,
before you go to that part, I want to ask you this just to kind of involve us. Now, I'm not necessarily asking for details, but give us a little bit more detail, because when you are wrongfully convicted, it's like, wow, what happened? You know, to, so me as an audience can hear what really happened.
Well, without going into any major detail, as you say, I was accused by a young lady who happened to have who was going around saying she had a crush on me, and she was telling her girlfriends that she and I had dealings together. And unfortunately, when it reached the ears of adults, when it reached her parents, the unfortunate part is that she continued the lie. And in the systems that we are in, that person, that young person will be heard and the adult will be ignored. I had custody of my children at the time. I lost custody of them, and thankfully they understand and know, because they knew that when they got home at the end of the day, Daddy was there. So it was impossible for that to happen. But that's basically where that went. But this experience, and I wouldn't wish it on anyone, but I'll tell you what, if it didn't happen, I would have never opened up my eyes. Because when I realized I was going home, it took 3 weeks for that to happen. Because the appeals court wanted it to happen in a proper way so that the prosecution doesn't say that, you know, it happened too fast. I had the opportunity, even before that, to be a light to the brothers that were incarcerated, and they respected me, a very large group of them. And they talked to me, and in talking to them, I told them I couldn't wait to get out and get my life back and get my job back and get my kids back and this, everything else. And those brothers looked at me and told me, they said, you're fooling yourself if you think that's going to happen, because this society does not let it go. And I'm like, yeah, whatever. I don't believe that. I know my society. Well, when I came out, those brothers were absolutely right. I mean, it was hard. I was hard pressed to work. I didn't get custody of my children. The family court held that against me, even though I was exonerated. But in the midst, I looked to God and I said, look, you know what? I've been through this way of teaching and that way of teaching, and as you know, I couldn't stick with it because it wasn't fulfilling. And I said, I don't know what's going on right now, but if you get me out of here, I will serve. I will do whatever you want me to do, because I had already known years before that it was my destiny to serve. And it was just, the only reason why I wasn't was because the things that were available to me in my community were not fulfilling. So
I went on through my journey, and I came out, and I went on a sailing trip, and that was amazing to be in the midst of God with just a couple of people on a boat, and you're looking at this amazing things happening in front of you. And in fact, I got over a fear on that trip. I did not know how to swim, and for 3 days we didn't have any wind, so it was hot, and we were utilizing the motor. And the captain said, "Look, I'm going to shut down, check the oil and everything else." And he came back up when he did, and he said, "Anyone want to swim?" And at this point, I was just in shorts, and I dove over. Didn't even think about it. And I swam away from the boat, and the captain came back up, and he said, "Anybody want to know how deep it is?" And when he said how deep, I mean, it was over 34,000 feet of water in depth.
Gosh.
It hit me, hold on, I didn't know how to swim. And I said, "Oh, well, too late now." And I swam around in the middle of the ocean.
Oh, wow.
And that, I will say, was an amazing spiritual journey for me, even though I didn't know it at the time. From there, it's just been an amazing ride. I've lived in Turks and Caicos Islands, Bahamas, Jamaica. And Jamaica was, that was really when I opened. That major opening, because I believe it began when those things happened to me a year or two before that. But, you know, Jamaica was amazing. I mean, to be in the presence of just loving nature, I mean, anytime I wanted to be embraced in nature's arms, to be embraced in this thing that we call by many names, and the most prevalent is God. And to be in the presence of enlightened people and for them to look at me as a source of enlightenment scared me. But I got over that. I got over that. And it's been an amazing journey.
Wow. I mean, just what you're sharing already. I mean, you talk about being accused of something you didn't do, being incarcerated, have to struggle to get your children back and deal with that stigma, if you will, for something you didn't do. Then decide to take a plunge into life fully, not knowing how to swim through all the challenges of life. I mean, yes, if your eyes don't open after that, nothing's going to open your eyes.
Yeah.
You're going to stay forever blind. I mean, I'm so moved by your story. And those are things, for me, your story that you're sharing now, this is what helps us to move spirituality, the intellectual spirituality, to a place of the heart, that we can apply this truth. You said that you knew when you were incarcerated, you were saying you're going to come out because you got something to offer. You're here to give something.
Yeah.
At the beginning of the show, I talked about us singing our song. Every one of us have a song to sing. We have gifts and talents. You said, "I have this gift and talent." I know it wasn't given me just for the sake of just, you know, we got too much here, you can have it. You're given the gifts and talents for a reason. And if we all don't express that gift, we will turn out to be depressed. And so you can express it or get depressed by it. There's a scripture in the Bible somewhere where it talks about, what is it? Oh, God, it just came as I was talking. But I'm going to paraphrase, where what you have within you, if you don't release it, it will kill you. Something along that line. Because what we are here to do is to release that gift. And nothing that happens, if we're committed to releasing that gift and talent, life will readjust itself to meet our needs.
Yeah.
I'm going to take a quick break. I am so feeling the energy. I knew the show was going to be like this anyway. And Antoine is on Facebook. And if you need to know how to spell his first name, it's Antoine, A-N-T-O-I-N-E. And the last name is Bean, B-E-A-N. You can find him on Facebook. And we're taking your calls, your questions, your thoughts, your ideas, your agreements, your disagreements, your doubts, your disbelief, whatever it is, bring it to the house of love, because there's nothing you can bring here that is not an expression of love. 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. 3346 and make sure you press 1 on your keypad. I welcome all of you in the chat room, Compassionate Renegade. Okay. We have Awakening Heart, Elevate the Soul, my brother, Glowing Gooch, Tanya, Silent Listeners, Kamau, welcome. It is so nice to see you. And some more Silent Listeners coming in, checking in and saying, wait. I didn't mean to close that door. It's nice to see everyone. Today, we are focusing on spirituality and masculinity. We're talking about authenticity. We're talking about relationship. We're talking about making a difference. We're talking about manhood. And we're going to get it all in. So I'm going to take a quick break. The number, once again, is 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. And make sure you press 1 on your keypad. We'll be right back.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
No matter what you're dealing with, going through, you have to to be the change you want to see if you want to live a life that's worth living.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
You are listening to Life Conversations with Life Coach Ade. LifeConversationsRadio.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
If you think depression is all in a person's head, you're right. It's a brain illness. And like other illnesses, it has symptoms. A person suffering from depression might feel sad, empty, or numb. They might sleep more or less, eat a lot or not at all, or show little interest in participating in ordinary activities. Mood swings, including anger and sadness, are common. They're often tired and have a hard time concentrating or making decisions. Depression can make those who suffer from it feel hopeless. It can even lead to suicide. If you see the symptoms of depression, get that person to a doctor. With medical help, depression can be treated and suicide can be prevented. Learn how to stop depression from taking another life. Call SAVE, Suicide Awareness Voices of Education, 1-888-511-SAVE, on the web at save.org.
It has been a few months since you made your New Year's resolution. Are you still on track with accomplishing them? Or have they already faded into the regular day-to-day activities? Even if you didn't make New Year's resolution, we all have dreams. Dreams we hold so close to our hearts, but somehow it just doesn't seem to materialize. Why does this happen? It is due to the program that's known as, get this, I am not good enough. Well, where did you get that from? This belief was passed down to you in your DNA from your grandparents, your great-grandparents, your ancestors. What can be done to change this, I hear you ask? It's genetic voice printing. Genetic voice printing is a cutting-edge technology that allows you to connect with your subconscious mind, get this, with your subconscious mind while you're awake, and consciously delete the not good enough programming. Fascinating. For more information and a free consultation, visit geneticvoiceprint.com. That's geneticvoiceprint.com or call 404-808-8150. That's 404-808-8150.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Yes, indeed. It's about being the change you want to see. You know why? Because when you be the change you want to see, everything that you desire will come to you. So it's all about becoming. Be and it comes to you. Guess what? You're already it. In your beingness, you get to realize who you really are. Today, we are focusing on masculinity and spirituality, and men are speaking up. And as a matter of fact, this man is sharing his story, which I'm already feeling inspired about. And if you have any questions, comments, thoughts, ideas, 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346. Those of you who are just joining us, Lori, it is nice to see you. Tamara is back. I see a Skype number and some other numbers. Thank you all. Celeste is here. Awakening Hard, Compassionate Renegade, and Glowing Gooch, Kamau is in the house. I love how we're connecting because that's really what it is. Thank God for modern technology, for the internet, how we can really connect and recognize that we are truly one. It's a whole new way of living now, and I trust that we're all being activated, stimulated, and catalyzed to express who and what we are. And my guest is Antoine Bean, who is on Facebook. And what I just found out is three Antoine Beans. He's the one from Bermuda. You see him. He is right there. He's surrounded by ladies. And which would be a good segue to talk about ladies. You know, because you talked about opening your eyes. Let's talk about relationship. What has been your, a particularly romantic relationship? Because you and I were having a conversation. You shared a conversation, a comment on the show yesterday. Let's talk about relationship from a man's perspective and what you've learned now that you are awake when it comes to romantic relationship.
Wow. One, I've learned that when I thought I was in love, I didn't know what love meant. When you open your eyes and love yourself, then you truly learn what love is. So hence, when you find or you get into or those potential romantic relationships are there, you're more discerning. Uh-huh. You pay attention more. I will say that I came back to Bermuda after 4 years, and I did meet a number of ladies. But because of me paying attention and not just listening to words and actions and understanding that when you meet a person, I would say a good portion of the time, without putting a number to it, you would, the other person tends to try to mold themselves to the person that they believe they wish you to be. And you just need to sit back, like everything in life. You interact, but you pay attention. You don't jump in head first. Because when you do, you can be blinded by the thing that, or this person that they portray themselves to be.
Right.
So, I know, see how you were saying earlier before I came on, that when you yourself are in a place of love and understanding of life, those things that are for you will come. They will come. It's the thing is, you can be alone but not be lonely.
That's right.
You know, I didn't mind being alone because the thing is that I, because I was alone, I took the time out to love the most important person in my existence, which is me. And that is not in a state of ego. That is in a state of putting the ego aside to love me enough to change those things that I saw that I did not like. You know, and when I had done so, wow, I can't just accept anybody in my world. In fact, when it comes to those even other relationships, those friendships and family relationships, I found that I was dealing with people in a whole different light, and I came to realize the difference between those people who are your friends and those people who are your associates.
But in the present relationship that I'm sorry, ladies, but
no apologies needed. If he's stepping on your toes, then get your toes out of the way.
Yeah.
Heal yourself. He's just walking, sharing the truth, okay?
In the present,
go ahead, my brother.
Thank you. In the present relationship that I'm in, oh my God, it's been wonderful. We have both evolved into greater beings. Because there are things that I myself did not do before. You know, when you sit around and allow someone to do something to you and you don't address it with that person, it builds up and builds uh-huh. up and builds up and builds up and builds up. And you don't want to try and change that person, but you love that person enough, first of all, as another being, and then also as that love interest enough to say, you know what, I care about you enough to say something about this. Because if
that.
You don't, it will only blow up one day.
Yes, indeed.
And I'm not saying it's been an easy road, but it's been a road that I will never, ever, ever, ever turn back from. I mean, I found my queen. And I'm very happy to say so.
I hear you. I hear you. I got some little gremlins in my head that like to play games. But I'm going to tell my gremlins in my head to shut up right now. Let me stay focused. No, okay, I'm just going to release myself. I'm going to express myself. When you said
no,
you found your queen, you know, I was talking about your voice earlier and sisters. Ooh, I like it. Now the sisters are like, oh, damn, he found his queen.
Well,
they just sent you an email and said, oh, I wish I could take that email back. But anyway, getting back to the seriousness, because it's all about compassionate and talking about vibrant health, isn't it, my sister? Anyway, we're going to take a call, but there's so much I can say, but I'll just say one or two things, and that would be a lot, too. But anyway, the thing that I really get about relationship, particularly romantic relationship, what you're sharing, when we learn to really get in touch with ourselves, when we can be alone and not feel lonely, as you said, I so get that. And we love ourselves enough to make sure that we're not bringing somebody into our lives to make us feel complete, but they're really complimenting us. Then, and when both parties are doing their spiritual work, you confront the ugliness, the darkness. You can talk about it. And that's what's happening nowadays. That's why people are still single, because either one, they're afraid to confront their own ish, or they're thinking, well, they won't find somebody who's ready to do that work. But I tell you, the minute you shift your consciousness and be ready for all that is, yes, make your list, but also be ready for what the universe has for you, because everybody that's in your life that you're going to attract into your life has something to share and gift to you. And forget all this thing about till death do us part. Stop it. Just blow that idea out of your head. Because life is about relationship. You will meet somebody. You might be together till you die. Well, one of you going to die first, unless you die together. But anyway, I digress. But here's the thing. If you get into a relationship and you're enjoying the moment now and you're clear about your intention and you're loving yourself enough to speak up, then you have nothing to worry about.
Yes.
It's not always going to be easy. Well, actually, it's the easiest route. Instead of pretending something is not there.
Yeah.
When you can say, you know, this might not be, I don't know if you feel it this way, but this is how I experience you. When you say this, it makes me feel a certain kind of way. I feel like you're judging me. I feel like you don't appreciate. I don't feel appreciated. When I come in and you just say, hey, and walk away. When you can speak up like that, you will experience love in a whole new way. But anyway, time is doing what time does. Let's take a quick call. The number is 347-426-3346. You're listening to Life Conversations with Life Coach Ade. And if you want to find out more about me, you can go to my website. It is lifecoachade.com. Lifecoachade.com. Betty, I hear you talking to me in my head. I hear you, so I'm going to slow down. Let's take a call. 718 area code. That's a New York number, I think it is. 718. What's your name?
I think it's me, Dave.
Dave, how are you doing, Dave? You calling from New York?
Yes, calling from New York.
Hey, Dave, how are you doing?
I'm good. Good to be with you gentlemen this afternoon. I just want to, first of all, just piggyback on what the gentleman was saying. I'm sorry I didn't get your name. Antoine, okay. I definitely can relate to what you're saying in a lot of ways because I'm actually getting married this summer.
Oh, and yes, brother.
Thank you. And I can absolutely say that I was just having this conversation with somebody the other day that I wouldn't be getting married unless I was ready and in a place myself. It's not just about finding, you know, the person that's right for you. It's also making sure that you are, you know, in the right place to go forward with your life.
Uh-huh.
And that's why people, you know, sometimes they can find the most wonderful person on the planet, but it's not going to work unless you're the person that you need to be too. So, I mean, you know, it takes a lot. Like Antoine was saying, you know, you have to, I think a good word to substitute for love, because sometimes when people say love yourself, it sounds like conceit, but it's not. It's more love in the sense of caring for yourself and taking care of yourself, you know, like maintaining yourself. And people are very conscious of doing that in a physical way, you know, as far as working out and being healthy, not being fat and everything like that. But in a spiritual sense, in an emotional sense, I think people don't take enough time out to really do the exercise and the maintenance that they need to do in that regard. You know, going to church is not enough sometimes. You know, it is part of it for some people. You know, for other people, maybe not. But people do think sometimes that, you know, they go somewhere to have people read them things that are going to tell them what to do, and it's not enough. You have to find your own regimen. You have to really search for your own feelings, you know. So, so I really found a lot of truth in what you were saying.
Thank you, Dave.
Thank you, bro. I appreciate you.
Thank you for that contribution, and I love what you say. Going to church is not the way, or not the only way. For me, I think going to church, spiritual centers, a temple, that's really simply the. It's almost like where you go get your direction. You've got to get in the car and drive. You know,
right.
If you wait for the minister, the teacher, the guru, whatever you want to call it, to drive your car, you still be clueless when you get there. So the whole idea is to get the direction and you do the driving. And sometimes you're going to get lost. Sometimes you're going to have an accident. Sometimes you're going to have a flat tire. But it's all part of the journey. So I appreciate you, my brother. Thank you for your contribution.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And congratulations on your union. And I know it is blessed because I can hear it. I can feel it.
Yes.
All right, brother. Have a good day.
Brother
you too,
Dave.
Sir.
Brother Dave.
Oh, he's gone. But you can still talk to him because he may
be
listening.
Brother Dave, if you're listening in, I wish you and your queen an everlasting life of love, peace, happiness, success, and prosperity. It's so good, especially in these times, to hear of relationships that are going in a positive direction, because there's too much of the negativity that's going on. I'm so happy to hear that.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. And here's the thing. Okay, great. Everything is working together for my good right now because, I wasn't going to put no words to it, but everything's working fine. Let me just say that so I can get to extend this show because there's some things I still want to talk with you. Can you stay a little longer, my brother?
Oh, I'm fine. I've got plenty of time.
I hear that. Time is all we got because we are time. So, you know, you're talking about relationships, and what that brought me to is this whole thing about I was watching a video today, which I post on my Facebook page, and it's by a non-physical being called, somebody channels a guy, channels Bashar. And he talks about circumstances doesn't matter. State of being matters. Circumstances doesn't matter. And what we do, we take other people's circumstances. We look at what's going on in other people's relationship, and we make it be a reflection of how our relationship is supposed to be, which is a big mistake. It's a big, big mistake. You know, and I really believe when we're talking about romantic relationships, particularly because everybody wants to hook up, everybody's looking for someone to make them feel good, and that's why we're here. You know, we want that person. We need the affirmation, because I'm not even going to tell anybody that when you're in a romantic relationship, you don't need anybody to affirm that you are great. We need that. It's part of the experience of being in this human body, on this physical plane. We need someone to tell you, you look beautiful. Oh, I love it when you say that. But it's also important to do that inner work. I have an article on my website, lifecoachade.com. It's titled Love is Freedom. And I might just pull it up because there's something that you said that triggers like, wow. You know, when we get to a point when we can allow the other to be who they are, yeah. That's when we know we're loving them completely.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I talk about people saying, well, really, I don't want much. I just need somebody to make me happy, someone to love me unconditionally. That's all I'm asking for. No, if you're asking for somebody to love you unconditionally, you don't know what unconditional love is because you're already putting a condition on a person who's going to love you. You know, if you have to ask for somebody to love you unconditionally, you're putting a condition on the person to love you unconditionally.
Yes,
you are. Why not let go of the condition and just allow love to come to you? And I tell you this, even if you learn love or don't know love or learning to know love, everybody that comes into your world will point you in that direction.
Yes.
So it's really about being spiritually available, availability. Let's talk about, because I want to just throw different topics out there. Let's talk about manhood. Yesterday, you and I were talking about masculinity and being macho. They're two different things.
Yes.
Tell us more about that, you know, because it's a bravado thing. We've got to be strong. Don't cry. Don't show sensitivity. Let's share some thoughts on that.
Well, I'll tell you what. First of all, let me say machoism, being macho, is that learned idea that is prevalent within the culture that we live in. That the man is always on top, excuse the description. But
nowadays, but everybody learning a new way. But anyway, we're learning that, no, we can go in all directions because God is all there is and God is everywhere, evenly present, and there's no spot where God is not.
There's not. It is good for a man and a woman to be together. I mean, when I look at relationship now as opposed to the macho idea that I had learned, not from a father, because fortunately, I met my father when I was 20-something years old, so which means I did not have the opportunity to learn from a man how to be, which is very prevalent now. Unfortunately, very prevalent. The difference now is that I don't walk in front of her. She doesn't walk, and I'm talking about journey of life. She doesn't walk in front of me. We walk together.
Yeah.
Because when you have that union, you respect the other person, what they are bringing into the equation. And how I like to describe it is this: when I wish people could see my hands, but if you take two rolled up fists, too many people are looking for people of exact like. Mm-hmm. What you get is if you take your hands, and if you can all visualize this, and roll them up into fists exactly alike in the same position, when you bring them together, they buck up against one another. And when you take them, when you try to pull them apart, they will come apart. But if you take your hands and spread them and intertwine the fingers and then close, you get a much powerful source. Uh-huh. Even though that pinky may look the same as the other pinky, when they fit into that embrace, they are in different positions to bring forward that strength. And that's what I've learned. Now, as far as the expression of manhood that a lot of us have learned in our societies and in this culture in the Western world is that, you know, we men, you know, we bad, you know, we can handle our business. And don't get me wrong, I'm not saying that I wouldn't protect my corner, because I would, but I'm not ready to jump up and fight for anybody, you know, or for anything, because that is foolishness. Because you put yourself in a position of being, when you think you are being forceful, you are being vulnerable. Because you are supporting something. It's like the Bible says about
And I'm utilizing the Bible, people, because that is the thing that is before us, that has been before us the most in the societies of the Western culture. The Bible says that you cannot build a house on sand because it won't stand. If you build it on solid rock, on solid foundation, then nobody can push you off. So you don't have to fight them. You just defend. You stand there and you allow them. I mean, there's, since I've been on this walk, since I've shifted away from machoism to masculinity, which is a which is led by my spirituality. I've had people want to fight me and this and that and the other, and I just look at them and I send out, and I just stand there and say, you know what? I know this is not going to happen.
Okay.
And I think, and I live love. I send that energy of love out, and those, I'll say, three young men that I can think of in this time, they now call me father.
Mm.
And I don't mean father as in daddy.
Right.
I'm talking about the example of an elder,
mm-hmm.
and them respecting me because I taught them something and still do continue to teach them something. And I'm not saying you're not going to get angry, but don't live in it.
I hear that. Don't move in with anger.
Mm-mm.
At least recognize anger is there. Say, okay, you're just here just for to do some dessert, but you're about to live. And I mean, you're going to leave. You're living that. You're moving out of here in a minute. You don't live here. You don't live here. I hear you. I hear you. You're listening to Life Conversations with Life Coach Ade. We are talking masculinity and spirituality. My guest is Antoine Bean. And, Antoine, I know you're feeling something. I want to take a quick break, and I'll be right back so you can still continue to express, because that's what it's about. We are speaking up. If you've got questions, comments, thoughts, ideas, anything, bring it now, because we're going to wrap up the show. We're not going to 1:30, but we'll just extend the show a little bit. So I'm going to take a quick break. Emilio, Elevate the Soul, shared something in the chat room, which I love. He said, my favorite quote is, if you were arrested today for being kind and loving to yourself, would there be enough evidence to convict you? If you were arrested today for being kind and loving to yourself, would there be enough evidence to convict you? He said he got it from a book called Love 101. To Love Oneself is the Beginning of a Lifelong Romance by Peter McWilliams. And he said, of course, I modified it a tad, just a tad. He put the Emilio twist on it. You're listening to Life Conversations with Life Coach Ade. I will be right back. And 347-426-3346. Make sure you press 1 on your keypad. There's a Skype number here. I don't know if you're just listening or you got a question to come in, but make sure you press 1 on your keypad. Or otherwise, I see one hand, and then we can have two hands. Make it quick. We'll be right back.
You are listening to Life Conversations with Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Love as soon as we touch down. We take this time. fire. Feel the atmosphere when we burn that fire.
My life, my life, my life, my life, my life.
Purple Crown. This is my life, said 2013 is the title, Purple Crown. The new world is coming and the new world is here. It starts today. And how do you create a new world? How do you step into that new world? How do you experience all that the new world has for you? You simply do this.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
That's how you create a new world. You become the change you want to see. And when you become the change you want to see, you live in a new world. You love differently. Let's take a call, my brother. I know you've got something. Oh, okay. Hands are just flying up. Okay, I see. Okay. Antoine. Let's take a call and we'll kind of do the closing comment, not argument. No argument necessary here. Emilio, my brother, how are you doing?
I am well, man. I'm enjoying the show. I was trying to multitask and get some stuff done, but the last piece the brother laid out there about macho, I wanted to share a poem from my book that'll be out on Amazon.com next month, but it's called You're So Gentle. And it goes like this. I went through a phase when I was on an intellectual macho kick. A very precious lady during this time told me that I was very gentle. Initially, I didn't know how to respond to that out of my machoistic frame of reference, so I entitled this piece, You're So Gentle. You told me after what seemed to have been pleasurable moments, that which in essence has been beyond any acute point of recognition. The softness of touch, the tone so delicate from your heart, you told me, I was gentle, a sweet disposition which can be felt inside. Reaction was defensive with cautious alarm, for to be gentle implies a position of harm. As society vindicates that which it performs, that outside these realms lie devious from norm. Or might one suggest what you say is all wrong, for a man should be brave, somewhat macho and strong. And to touch you and feel you, as I'd like to do, means to avoid preconceptions which may misconstrue the exactness, totality of all that I mean as I explore and experience what appears to so serene. For while helping you feel real good inside, I must pause for a moment while the climax exercise to enjoy the ecstasy of a long, long ride. Mine has decided to run out and hide, that I may come again so soon, for every time that I do, I see the potential in you to bring out the best in me.
Mm-hmm.
The softness of touch, the tone so delicate, your heart confess. I am gentle, you sure feel good. I am that I am, for in you, I too can be an extension far beyond possibility. And that was to somebody that was very precious in my life. So I just wanted to share that because it brings a blend. And thank my brother for sharing. Thank you for taking the, sending back the Facebook link. Loving the show. And brother, you know, Ade, I hold you in the highest regard. Appreciate all of it and family that you created here. Peace and blessings.
Thank you, my brother. The feeling is mutual. I can let you know that right now. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Let's go forth and take a call from Celeste. How are you doing, Celeste?
I'm fine. Thank you for that, Emilio. It was beautiful. And I actually have a hello, Antoine. Hello, Adele.
Hi.
And family. I'm fine. I'm hyper. I have a friend here who has a question for the both of you.
Okay,
it's a guy. He's 34. We got to do this quick. I can't say his name. Okay, so the question.
Oh, yeah, don't say his name.
I know, right? The question to the both of you is, how can a 34-year-old with a daughter balance his personal and professional life?
Whoa.
Hey, Michael, they went, whoa.
That can mean a lot of different things, he said.
That can mean a lot of different things.
Is okay. There a... Why don't you just put him on the speakerphone? Put the brother on the phone.
I know,
on
I'm
the
trying,
phone, brother.
Can you talk to them, please? Thank you. Here we go.
What's up,
there
brother?
We go.
See, that's what happens when people want to grow spiritually and you start reading somebody else's book. You might get it twisted. I want to speak to you directly. We want to speak to you directly. So, So the question is, how does a man, a 34-year-old man with a daughter, balance his professional and social life? Is that the question?
That is the question.
Okay, so is that regarding having a daughter or just period? Without, even though you have a daughter, what you're really asking is about your professional and social life. It's not so much about your daughter, or is it?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Actually, a little of both.
Say that again?
A little of both, actually.
A little of both. Okay.
So Antoine, you go first.
A little of both. Go ahead.
Having brought up a daughter, may I ask how old is your daughter, my brother?
She's six.
Well, are you a single parent or?
Sorry, say that again.
Are you a single parent? Does she live with you, or what's the situation?
Oh well, no, she lives with me.
She lives with you. Okay. Having been a single parent, I believe one of the things to create that, because you have to create the balance. When you have an imbalance, there is, because your life is about the mental, the physical, the emotional, and the spiritual. Every individual is that. So when you look at those important things in your life, including your daughter, you have to bring about that balance. And that includes having conversations with your daughter about men. And I kind of use that word loosely. Have that conversation about males, about what they're thinking about. I mean, 6 years old is kind of early, but I will tell you, I had that conversation with my daughter when she was 8 years old. And I'm happy to say that today she is in a loving relationship with someone who I believe is going to be her lifelong king and his queen. I could try and answer this fully, but one thing that I know and I stand on when I deal with people is this. You have to find that answer within yourself, because as we are men and as we are fathers, both, for me to answer that question in the fullest, I believe will be an injustice to you and everything that is you, because I don't know you like you can know yourself. Do you understand what I mean, my brother?
I do understand that.
So you got to find, as we were speaking earlier about loving thyself and getting to know thyself, you will hear that voice, that intuition that says to you, as it says in the Bible, to listen to the voice of God. That is the voice of God speaking to you and saying, hey, do this, do that, don't do that. If you're feeling uneasy about certain things, then go look into it. But if you ask those questions, okay, and I'll use an example. What's his name? The inventor. He invented so many things. What was his name?
George Washington Carver.
No. I'm actually not talking about somebody of African heritage. I'm speaking about very spiritually enlightened man. Anyway, I won't try and say his name, but it may come back to me. But he said, when he was asked, how does it feel to be one of the most brilliant men on the face of the planet? Because he invented a lot. And he said, it's not me. When I'm stuck in the midst of creating and exploring, I go and I ask the universe, spirit, whatever you want to call it, and say, what? Can you give me this answer? And he said every time when he went to lay down, Einstein, thank you very much, Kamal. Einstein said that he said he would go lay down and take a rest. And when he woke up after asking for the answer, he had it. Simply because when we're in a state of rest, that is our closest, because there's nothing else interfering with you and your connection with life. So I implore you to go for that, to attempt to do so, because you will get every answer that you need, my brother.
And let me add this, because I'm feeling goosebumps. I'm feeling energy surge through me. It's like, you know, when I threw it to you, I just threw it to you, Antoine. I said, you go first. And Mike, I got to say this, and I'm going to kind of tie in with what Antoine is saying, because the first thing, if you're wanting balance in your professional and social life, you've got to, it's real simple, but it takes a little bit of effort. You've got to be still. And it kind of sounds like, that's counterintuitive. I'm trying to get balance. You're talking about getting still. You've got to get still, because that's what you're looking for. In that stillness, you will be led. From that place of stillness, ask yourself,
yes,
what are my values? What is important to me?
Yes.
Because if you feel like you're out of balance right now, I'm willing to bet that there are some things that you're doing that you may be doing them just because you're doing them, but they're not really fulfilling. Ask yourself, what are your values? Make a list of what your values are. What are important to you? Family, obviously, is important to you. Having a sense of peacefulness is important to you. Make a list of that. And then ask yourself, what can I do to make this happen? What can I do to build a family, a harmonious family? What can I do to be an example of what a real man is for my daughter? So you get to have real conversation, because as Antoine was sharing earlier, when you teach your six-year-old daughter about men, of course, it's got to be age-appropriate. But if you're not comfortable within yourself to talk about those stuff, you can't talk to her about it. But when you take time to listen, to pay attention, you can look at your journey as a young boy, as a teenager, when you were running after girls. You can make peace with it.
Yep.
Then when your daughter is a teenager or before that, you can tell her what teenage boy or what your experience was like.
Yes.
Because if you're not at peace with your experience and you worry that what you did when you were a teenager, another teenager is going to do to your daughter, you'll be like, if you bring any boy in here, I'm going to kill him, because that's a reflection of you're not at peace with yourself. So what we're saying is, first of all, to find balance, stop. To find balance, stop. To find balance, stop. Take time, just sit still.
Yes.
And ask yourself, what is important to me? What are my values? Many, when your daughter is married or when she's an adult, when you're in your seasoned age, what do you want your daughter to say about you? Do you want your daughter to say, my father taught me how to be a real woman. My father taught me how to love. My father taught me how to be authentic. So when you think of the things that you want your daughter to say about you many years from now, start living it now.
Yes.
But start with being still.
If I may, and it just came to mind, there are four powerful questions that I was asked by one of my mentors in the early part of my journey. And they are, and remember the now, don't forget the now. Who am I now? What do I have now? What do I want now? And how will I get it now? And you must use the now, because you will get the answer now.
And list those questions again, Antoine. List those questions again for people who are trying to write it down. List the questions again, please.
Okay. Who am I now? What do I have now? What do I want now? And how will I get it now? Now, let me say the most important, again, the most important word in all of that is now.
Now.
Whereas that is different from what we have learned in today's societies and today's culture, which is that thing or me, the ego self, that me-ism. If you look at all of those things, then you're not going to get the right answers. You have to understand about now. And those answers will change over time as you, and excuse me for using this word, people, because I'm not an evolutionist, and to those who are evolutionists, blessed it be to them. But when you evolve, those questions
those answers will change.
So it is. They definitely have. They have to change, and I mean, I guess I'm an evolutionist because I believe in evolution. I believe life is constantly changing and evolving. I'm a Christian. I'm a Muslim. I'm a Buddhist. I don't believe in God. I believe in God. I am all that God is. Okay. So, but here's the thing, Mike. Thank you for the question. You got us all really charged up here. I would invite you to listen to the show again, and I would also invite you to just go within. The fact that you've answered the question, you're already coming back to balance. The fact that you've asked the question, you're already coming back to the balance. But here's the thing. Now that you've asked the question, the answer, you're getting the answer, I invite you to just stay with the answer, because if you don't, ooh, it will kick your tail. You would know, because when you know better, you do better. But everybody, we're all constantly trying to figure out. It's a now moment, now moment, now moment, now moment. Who am I now? Who are you now? You're a father. You're a professional. All the titles that you have. You know, what do I have now? You bring all of that together. What do I want? You want balance. How will I get it? Well, you become still. And when you listen to that still small voice, you will never go wrong. I promise you. And if you listen to that still small voice and you're going wrong, call me back. I promise you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Woo! Thank you, Celeste. Thank you, Mike. Oh, Awakening Heart said, Awakening Heart in the chat room said, what she say up here? I was laughing at it. She said, you guys make me want to get some ice or something. I understand now, because I am just like, ah. But here's the thing. What I love about this conversation is I met Antoine yesterday on a show. He called in asking questions. How do I meditate? How do I do this? This is things that I'm learning. I just awake. I'm awakening. I'm seeing life differently. And I had an intuitive hit to call him, to email him. Before he got my email, he got an intuitive hit that we're going to connect. And look at what we're creating right now. Mm-hmm. The answer is within us. If we can just surrender the egoic mind and we stop relying just on the intellect. I'm not saying don't listen to your intellect, because there's a reason you have the intellect. Your intellect is the masculine and your heart is the feminine. You bring those two together, you give birth to divine ideas. Ah, my brother. Woo! I've been to the spiritual gym. I can take on the world. Bring it on. Where's the mountain? I can climb mountains. I can walk through mountains. I can just make those mountains be little pebbles right about now. Antoine, thank you.
We can create our own, my brother.
Oh Lord, let's just release this show before we blow a fuse. Antoine, thank you. Oh, fuse already blown. What am I talking about? We got a few more minutes. Just real quick, just a few things that you want to share with the listeners. We've got about 30 seconds, 45 seconds to just leave the listeners with something.
Okay. First of all, I'd like to say blessed love to everyone. I have felt the energy not only coming from you, my brother, but also our listeners. Even if they're in the chat room, there has been some amazing things going on in here. And I feel the heat too. Just keep that energy going, people, because you're going to pass it on to somebody else. Blessings and love to everybody.
Antoine, thank you for being spiritually available, for sharing, and I love what we co-created here. Thank you, thank you, thank you. People, I love you, I bless you, I appreciate you, and I thank God for you. Oh, my God. When you say yes to your life, you don't know what's going to happen. But what you do know, what you will experience there, it's going to be good. It can't be anything but good, even if your interpretation of it, it's not so good. But when you look with insight and stop looking with your physical eyes, you get to see the good in your life right now. It's all about a state of being. Not a state of doing. I'm going to talk more about that on Monday. State of doing versus state of being. When you tap into that state of beingness, you will release your gifts. It'll be effortless. You will find balance. Even if everything outside of you looks kind of crazy, because, you know, we talk about let there be peace in the world. Peace is not about the absence of chaos in the world. Peace is about having it within yourself. And when you are peaceful, guess what? You get to see peaceful people around you. And when it looks like there's chaos out there, you bring the peace. Ooh, I'm usually high end, but Antoine, I blame Antoine right now. He just got me all fired up. Antoine and Mike, they got me. But I am not holding back. I make no apologies, and I give thanks. I'm grateful for the opportunity to share passionately, enthusiastically, and to be a catalyst for change. I'll be back here for Life Conversations with Life Coach Ade on Monday, 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Make sure you follow the show because you never know what's going to happen. I don't always know what's going to happen. Most of the time, I don't. And you can also find me on Facebook, facebook.com, Life Conversations Radio, or you can go to my, actually, don't or, and go to my website, lifecoachade.com, lifecoachade.com. I am so full. I am so grateful. I'm grateful for everyone in the chat room, those of you listening to the show on the archive, Kamau, Emilio, Mwalimu, who is Antoine, Glowing Gooch, Celeste, Mike, let me see, I want to call her by her real name, Tazima, yes, Compassionate Renegade. Thank you all, Awakening Heart, and all of you that had to leave. Thank you. It is so important. This is the time for us to live from a place of authenticity rather than trying to be perfect. If you try and be perfect, you will snap. The energy of now does not support perfection anymore. All those things that were built on perfection are crumbling. It's about living from the inside out. Be well, be still, and more importantly, be grateful. There's so much to be grateful for. Peace and blessings.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Life Conversations Radio. Giving a voice back to the community. 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 To the community.